Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home's boys fall to Marion tonight by a score of 54 to 38 and the Patriots pull off the season sweep over Mountain Home for the season. Let's take a look at our Dewey & Sons Plumbing player of the game. I'm going to go with Matt Jones. He was actually one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home with 11 points. He was instrumental in keeping the Mountain Home in it for a good period of time until he fouled out of the game. He was one of two players with 11 points. The other one was Wyatt Gilbert. Also for Mountain Home, Jake McGee with 6 points, all from behind the arc, and 5 points each for Dawson Tabor and Abe Crawford. Marion also had two players with 11 points each, Dietrich Reeves Jr. and Makai Boyce. Reeves also fouled out of this game. 9 on the night for B.J. Johnson, 6 for Timothy McDonald and Jaden Forrest. 5 points each for Darius Waterford and Darian McVay, and 1 point on the night for Abram Brewer. This game, Mountain Home ended up with, they did a little better job taking care of the ball. They ended up with 9 points on the night, nine turnovers on the night, excuse me, Marion with 11. This game had two lead changes. They were very early on. Once Marion took the lead back, they did not relinquish it. So with the victory, or with the loss, Mount Tom's going to fall to 13-11 on the season, 4-7 in the 5A East. Marion's going to improve to 12-11 overall and 8-3 in conference play. So again, Mount Holmes boys losing by 16, 54-38. Mount Holmes girls win by 16, 46-30. And with that secures a berth for Mountain Home in the Class 5A state tournament coming up probably in about 2 weeks from now. But both Mountain Home teams still have more business to take care of. And it doesn't get any easier this Friday night, as the Mountain Home teams will both be in Jonesboro to take on Nettleton. We'll have the broadcast for you, because I know it's a long trip for a lot of you. So we'll have the broadcast for you starting around 6 o'clock right here, so be sure you tune in. So again, Mountain Home splits with Marion, and that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online here at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. As Matt said, be sure to catch our broadcasts upcoming this Friday night, as Mountain Home will travel to Jonesboro to take on Nettleton. And as he said, since that is a long trip, be sure to catch it here broadcasting live. Or if you've missed any part of our previous broadcast, or you miss any part of our upcoming broadcast, you can go to our website at ktlo.com and under the podcast tab, click on Bomber Sports to review a game at any time. Once again, this has been Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. I'm Joe Shipman saying good night.